Self-discipline, the key to all real accomplishment. This discussion concerning the power and correct usage of your mind may be one of the single most important learning situations that you as a human being ever encounter. Do not hurry through these topics. I urge you to read, think about, ponder, reread, talk about, and then apply this information in your life. As you put into practice the points and principles discussed, your thoughts, beliefs, actions, and blessings will immediately begin to change for the better in your life. Self-discipline is the foundation for all significant accomplishment and happiness in your life. Self-discipline is possessed through total commitment and dedication to a training and practice regimen. Adherence to this practice schedule will prepare and enable you to perform the necessary levels of effort required to accomplish your dreams and goals. Training is a means of physical and mental activity in which you regularly practice a course of action or a set of instructions so as to enable you to reach a desired goal. Self-discipline enables you to control your mental processes and attitude in such a manner and way as to keep you focused on the work ethic needed to achieve your desired results. By controlling yourself, you are not missing out on anything. You are merely preparing yourself and getting ready for the very best of life that will be lived and enjoyed once you achieve your dreams and goals. The great American industrialist Andrew Carnegie had this to say about self-discipline. Quote, "The man who acquires the ability to take full possession of his own mind may take possession of everything else to which he is justly entitled." End quote. The men who knew him the best and who were closest to Mr. Carnegie all agreed that his two most outstanding character traits were that, number one, he took full possession of his own mind at an early age, and number two, he never gave up any portion of his right to think his own thoughts. That, friends, is quite an achievement in itself. You have it too. The creator of the universe, God, has given man the complete right of control over his own mind. God has never, nor will he ever, set aside, reverse, or in any manner usurp this prerogative. Because of this prerogative, I believe a person can safely conclude that the mind of man was intended for man's exclusive use, that it, together with salvation, is the most important of all the gifts given to man by God, and it is the means by which man may control the major portion of his earthly destiny. At the point of conception, God put into every man or woman a searching desire for personal freedom of body and mind. Most people will live their entire life and never find it. God provided the means by which all men may be free and gave every one of them access to these means. He also inspired every man with impelling motives for the attainment of personal freedom. The question then has to be asked, why then do so few men ever achieve such easily attained freedom? Here is what I believe the answer is to this all-important question. The desire for freedom of body and mind is a universal desire among all peoples of this world. Few ever attain it because most men who search for it look everywhere except the one and only source from which it may come, within their own minds. The desire for wealth and riches is also a universal desire, but most men never come within sight of the real riches of life because they do not recognize that all riches begin within their own mind. The mechanism of the human mind is a profound system of organized power. This power can be released only by one means, and that is by strict self-discipline. The human mind that is properly disciplined and directed toward definite ends is an irresistible power that recognizes no such reality as permanent defeat. It organizes defeat and converts it into victory. It makes stepping stones out of stumbling blocks. It hitches a wagon to a star and uses the forces of the universe to carry it within easy grasp of its every desire. Now please understand this. The individual who masters himself through self-discipline never can be mastered by others. Multi-millionaire, author, and businessman Napoleon Hill, who himself was a close business associate of Mr. Andrew Carnegie, shared these observations regarding self-discipline in his book entitled The Master Key to Riches. Self-discipline is the key to the volitional power of the will and the emotions of the heart, for it is the means by which these two may be mastered and balanced, one against the other, and directed to definite ends in accurate thinking. It is the directing force in the maintenance of a definite major purpose. It is the source of all persistence, and the means by which one may develop the habit of carrying through his plans and purposes. It is the power with which all thought habits are patterned and sustained until they are taken over by the law of cosmic habit force and carried out to their logical climax. Cosmic habit force is a law of nature. It is nature's method of giving fixation to all habits so that they may carry on automatically once they have been set into motion. The habits of men, the same as the habits of the universe. It is the means by which one may take full and complete control of his mind and direct it to whatever ends he may desire. It is indispensable in all leadership. And it is the power through which one may make of his conscience a co-operator and a guide instead of a conspirator. It is the policeman who clears the mind for the expression of faith by the mastery of all fears. It clears the mind for the expression of imagination and creative vision. It does away with indecision and doubt. It helps one to create and to sustain the prosperity consciousness that is essential for the accumulation of material riches and the health consciousness necessary for the maintenance of sound physical health. Self-discipline is a most important prerequisite for the attainment of all riches, including freedom of body and mind, power and fame, and all of the material things that men call wealth. What a great and wonderful blessing it is to possess and apply self-discipline in your life, coupled together with a definite major purpose for the living of your life. When you actively possess those two things, you will become a highly productive person growth-oriented, and very happy individual person of great achievement. Leaders gotta lead.